Elise, I guess, do you have to make a decision on whether or not you're going to play cricket or soccer, or you obviously believe that you can probably continue to play both?
Yeah, look, Tim, I've been really fortunate in the last, 5 years or so now to have some wonderful support from both cricket and soccer. And yeah, obviously it's something that I really love doing, and that's playing both things. And I sort of feel like, it's still feasible. And look, I had some wonderful, three wonderful seasons with Canberra United, and I loved every single minute of it. I certainly respect where they're coming from and their position. But, I mean, I guess that's not to say that might be the same, I guess, opinion that other W League clubs hold. And so from that perspective, I'd still love to be involved. And, obviously Canberra would be my first choice to play football. But if that's not to be, then, that's I guess, how sport goes sometimes.
Yes. What about the new W League team in Sydney? Would that be an option if Canberra says, listen, you've got to play soccer or cricket, or you've got to find another club, which appears to be what they're saying at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, to be honest with you, I haven't really thought that far ahead in terms of, the W League season coming up this year, because it is quite a way down the track in terms of it's at the back half of the year. And I know they haven't even set competition dates yet and that kind of thing, and playing rosters haven't been, even looked at yet. So maybe if a new Western Sydney team were to come in, that might be a possibility. If not, I'm not really sure. As I said, it's probably something I need to assess a little bit further down the track, given the time of year that we're in at the moment.
Did you know that this day might come, that a club would say, listen, we want you to focus on one or the other?
Oh, look, I think it's always certainly been a possibility that something along these lines might pop up, and it has. And as I said, that the support that I've been given over the last, amount of time that I've been involved has been wonderful, and that's extended to the way that Canberra United have treated me. It's been fantastic. But, I think with Yitka coming on board and the wonderful success that the club achieved last year, I certainly respect her position and, I guess, her philosophy or direction that she wants to take the club in, and that doesn't quite fit in with my situation. And I think there's going to be situations at different clubs or in different teams where I guess my commitments to both cricket and soccer don't quite fit in, and I think I was open to that being a possibility, and given that it's happened, it's just the way it is.
I guess you can understand where Canberra is coming from too, because obviously they want the girls to be training week in, week out, day in, day out. And if you're playing cricket, it's going to be hard. And also living in Sydney, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, I think, the support that I've been extended by Canberra over the last 3 seasons has been wonderful. And I think originally when I joined the club, it was on those conditions that I guess they were 100%. percent supportive of my commitments to cricket as well as soccer, and the fact that I live in Sydney. And as I said, I think with Yit coming on board and doing the wonderful job that she's done, I think that's changed a little bit. And I guess the ethos with the club now sort of is centred around a full-time player that lives or is based in Canberra as well. And at the moment for me, with I guess the things that I want to achieve, not only in cricket but also with my studies at university, it's not quite possible for me to do that. And so, as I said, I 100% respect Canberra's position on this, and Yitka as the head coach, it's her prerogative to set the squad how she wants to, and because ultimately she's responsible for the performances of the team on the park. It's totally fine by me. I don't in any way feel put out by it.
Okay, how long do you think you can go playing both cricket and soccer? For as long as you possibly can?
I guess for an indefinite amount of time. And I think something that I've always said as a guideline for me is to make sure that I still love every moment of it. And at the moment I do. I get a huge thrill out of playing both cricket and soccer. And, it's something I've done for a huge period of my life. And, going back to when I was about 6 years old, I started playing both sports. So, from that perspective, I still have a lot of fun. And as I said, the support that's extended to me by, Football Federation Australia and Cricket Australia, and not to mention my parents and other people that are directly involved with my situation is just incredible. And so I certainly still feel it's feasible to play both sports.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us today.